All right, it's Halloween, and happy Halloween to you. And we're talking about, well, kind of like all things Halloween on News Radio 930 WBEN, including the great debate here. Lovejoy, true or false, it attracts thousands of children each and every year. 803-0930, star 930, or is it Kaisertown? Is there a debate between Lovejoy and Kaisertown? Is there war between Lovejoy and Kaisertown? I mean, I cannot imagine thousands of kids in one area trick-or-treating. That would be, I think, a tad bit overwhelming. Let's go to Pam, who is in the Lovejoy Village. Pam, what are the boundaries of the Lovejoy Village?
Oh, the boundaries could go from Walden to almost Kaisertown.
So,
now the dogs are going to bark.
Why?
Anyways, I had five kids last night at my door. I live on a side street off of Lovejoy. Maybe Lovejoy was busy, but I had five kids, and the one child asked me for a banana.
I'm sorry, banana?
Yes. You know, like, he didn't even... You know, yell like they usually do, trick or treat. I just heard this bomb, 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 bomb on my door, and I thought, I looked out the window first, and it was a little child with lights around him, you know. So I opened the door, he goes, do you have bananas? And I go, are you going to have a bowl of cereal when you get home? You know, like I was like shocked. I go, and I had the bowl of candy in my hand. So then he just was going to reach in and just grab a handful, you know, and take off with it. But no thank yous. Just, you know, give me the candy and I'm on my way. But I had five kids. I was a little disappointed because other years I had more than that, but never. You know, I never had thousands of kids at my door, but like I said, I'm not on Lovejoy. I'm on.
But are we talking? I mean, I'm confused. I mean, obviously, last night was Beggar's Night, the night before the official Halloween festivities are underway. Tonight is official Halloween.
Well, we don't usually have any trick-or-treaters on Halloween because they know Lovejoy, Kaisertown is Beggar's Night. Now you'll get the people that didn't know that and come to the door, but, you know, it's always been, as long as I, you know, because I grew up in Lovejoy and we've always had, you know, Beggar's Night was our night for trick-or-treating. And the parade was always awesome. I used to put my kids in the parade and we always had a big ball. You know, I mean, it was a lot of fun, but you know, like Phil said, things have changed, but, you know, it's still, I only had five kids, so it was a little disappointed. So, and it was a junky night, I could see that, and I think the kids got out of a truck beside that. I don't think they were going door to door. It was just where the lights were on.
Yeah, yeah. Does that bother you? I mean, that's a question I'll put to the audience. Does it bother you when kids are taken in mass amounts in vans to your neighborhood because your neighborhood is likely to have the good stuff? Because it doesn't bother me in the least.
No, the only time it bothered me was, you know, the kids coming from another neighborhood and I opened the door and I used to work in a school and they go, oh, this is where you live. And I went, oh, you know, so it was like, ah. So, but I mean, it was, you know, no biggie. And then I get to school the next day and they go, we saw you. I go, well, did you like the candy? You know, just trying to play it down a little
bit.
Well,
look, okay. Can we just get back to something? Are you a teacher? Are you a teacher's aide? If you don't mind
saying. I'm a teacher assistant.
Okay, teacher assistant. But you have to understand that when you are a little kid, your teacher or anybody who works in a school, they are not supposed to have a life outside the school. They go home
They
vanish into wisps of ghosts, and then the next day they come to school. So when you're a kid and you see a teacher out in the mall or out shopping, that's a big deal.
Oh, I realize that because they followed me like aisle to aisle. Like I thought out of the corner of my eye I'd see them, but they were like going along like making sure like, is it or isn't it her? You know? So been there, done that, you know.
You ever thought about maybe wearing a mask to disguise yourself and add to your anonymity?
No. No, but if I answer the door with my curlers and nightgown, that might be something different. No,
maybe. Might scare them a little bit.
So you, let me just
backtrack. You had how many kids last night?
Five.
Oh, my goodness. All right, so I'm trying to... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's what I was going to say. I only had five, so I was... So go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I just get so excited talking about Halloween. All right, what do you give out at your house, Pam?
Well, I had a whole different assortment of stuff. Like, I had the bag with the Twix and the miniature one, so I don't give out the big ones like you do. And then I know the kids all like those sour things. So I had those mixed up in there, too. And the kids, as soon as they saw the sour things, they wanted the sour things last night.
Are we talking, what are you talking, Skittles? Or what's the other one?
No, they were actually sour. Like, if you bite into them and you get that juice thing popped in your mouth. Yeah,
I'm not going there. Wow.
No.
Yeah, that's you are a sick woman. But anyway, they let you teach in school, do they? But anyway, thank you very much. I appreciate the call.
Bye. I'm
sure you're glad you made this call.
Oh, definitely made my day.
Alrighty then, made mine too in a sick kind of way.
Happy
thank you very
Halloween.
Much. It is Halloween. It is Halloween. Nothing to be taken seriously here. All right. So, okay. I need, guys, ladies, I need to know this whole idea of Lovejoy or Kaisertown being Halloween Central, truth or fiction? Oak Grove in East Aurora, is that really another ground zero for Halloween? Fact or fiction? I don't know because I've got two or three or four different stories already. But going beyond that, in that it is Halloween, is it a little bit freaky when you go to work and grown-ups are dressed up? I had an appointment earlier this morning, as I said, and my day started, and I'm not really a morning person. Mornings and I don't really get along that well, unless I'm used to the schedule. But the first thing I saw, and I mean, keep in mind, you know, you're walking into the cardiologist's office, you're thinking, oh, God, what's it going to be this time? And first thing I saw was a woman, I believe, dressed like a head of lettuce, but I could not swear to that under oath, chasing somebody who is dressed as a deer, apparently a hunter. And I found out later that the woman who was doing the chasing was a vegetarian. I'm presuming that the guy dressed like a deer was a hunter, and it was like a question of the vegetable hunting the meat, which I can't even begin to fathom, quite frankly. 803-0930 is the phone number. *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. What are you giving out at your house? What are you giving out? And if you don't give out full size, there's nothing to be embarrassed about. I mean, I do it because I can. I do it because it gives me joy. It gives me pleasure. But, hey, after the first 80 kids, the light's going off because I'm not making any trips to the drugstore. Now, the one thing that I will tell you, as you are driving home tonight, I mean, you know, first of all, the clocks go back this weekend, right? So the one thing that I do have to just caution you about is, like, especially the little kids who might be under the supervision of an older brother or sister, they're not always thinking clearly, okay? Because when there is free candy to be had with which to fill up your pumpkin, they get very excited. So the ground is wet. There are leaves on the ground, which is kind of like driving on snow. So I do urge and caution you to please drive extra, 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 extra carefully. Even after the official Halloween, I just checked where I live. It's 6 until 8 and then it's done. 6 until 8, and then it is done. And if enough kids come, it'll be done at my house a lot sooner than 8 o'clock because I'll just run out of stuff. 803-0930 is the phone number. *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. But does it Does it also, is there an age at which dressing up for Halloween seems like a bit juvenile to you? Yes or no? I mean, I did it under duress for a while, but no, there will be no dressing up for me. I'm a big boy, and frankly, this old body I think is scary enough for anybody without the need for any artificial scarification or costuming. What is, and something else too, I have to ask you this, what is the greatest candy that has ever been made? Now, according to Tim Wenger, and I have, it's not a biblical book, but it is the book of Tim. Reese's Cups have been ranked America's favorite Halloween candy for the 16th straight years. Reese's Cups. Well, that's good because I just happen to have a few of those, followed by M&M's, Hot Tamales, and Skittles. And somehow, candy corn made the top 10. Candy corn, this is impossible for me to believe. Candy corn has been ranked ahead of Hershey Minis and Snickers bars. Candy corn? I'm sorry, you either love or hate candy corn. And the best thing about candy corn is sticking one on one side of the incisor, or is it the canine? I forget the teeth. But anyway, you put one on one side of the mouth, the other on the other side of the mouth, and you can pretend you're a vampire with candy corn. I want to suck your sugar. And I'm also looking at tooth decay in my later years. 803-0930 is the phone number. How many trick-or-treaters are you expecting? And I must tell you, looking outside at 30 degrees and nothing but gloom, and don't worry, the gloom is only going to be here until July, okay? If you can hold off November through July, the gloom will lift, I promise you. Except this past July, I can remember sitting outside watching a band buried and huddled under a blanket. This past summer was not exactly what we deserved after the blizzard of 22. My personal opinion, I thought this past summer kind of sucked. And now we've got another winter to which we can all look forward. 803-0930 is the phone number. Star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. And I need somebody to settle this big argument now that we've had that has erupted like a volcano between callers, because our first caller talked about 5,000 kids last night in Lovejoy. Another caller said that caller was full of crap and he calls in every year and he lies to us. So I need to know the truth because I'm on a never-ending quest and crusade. Wait, can I say crusade or is that now a hate crime in New York State? I don't know. For the truth of the matter. And is it Beggar's Night, which is the night before Halloween, or is it Halloween itself? 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And you know, it's funny the things you remember from being a kid about Halloween. And I don't know if you remember this, you probably do, but there was this incredible paranoia in the late 60s and 1970s, and even beyond that, of people giving out Halloween candy with razor blades inside or pins inside. I never knew a single kid who ever reputably said, my candy was tainted. I found a pin and it stuck my mouth. Or somebody gave me a razor blade and I bit into it. I never found that. And yet every year on the TV news, or I haven't watched the TV news in a while, but every year they show video of candy being x-rayed at local healthcare facilities. And I always think to myself, I wonder what the copay is on a Reese's cup. Do you have to pay a copay per candy? And if not, how come candy gets better health care than people? Just some of the things that go through my mind, which is twisted and addled, I admit. 803-0930 is the phone number. Star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. And I'm gonna throw in, since we're talking like all things Halloween, I'm going to throw in something else. And I've referred to it a couple of times already, and I'll refer to it again today. You know, I used to have an unquenchable sweet tooth. All right. I used to really enjoy sweets, ice cream, candy bars, peanut butter cups, anything sweet, count me in, I'll eat it. Oh, cotton candy, nothing but sugar whipped up into a cottony delight. As I have become older, I have, I would say, if I haven't lost the sweet tooth, it certainly is not what it used to be. It's like maybe 95% gone. Oh, I'll enjoy the occasional, like if you ever cut a piece of cake for me at a party, I'm always the one, yeah, just a sliver. Just give me a sample, and that's really all I really want to eat because I'm just not, I don't know, maybe I'm just weird, but I'm just not into the, I'm just not into sweets. And not into terribly spicy either. So I guess I kind of eat a bland diet. 803-0930 is the phone number. Star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. This is kind of a bad time to call because if you call, you're just going to end up on hold for 10 minutes. And I hate putting you on hold for 10 minutes because that's not a lot of fun for you. It's even less fun for me knowing that you're becoming angrier and angrier at me by the moment. And we just simply can't have that. But when Tom Puckett slides into the commercials at during the news at 3:30, that would be a very good time to call because I can minimize your hold time that way and get right to the telephone calls. It is 25 minutes after 3. Come on, doesn't anybody have a favorite candy bar, a favorite candy treat? Doesn't anybody, is there anybody else out there who has a candy bar that they absolutely detest? Like for me, I'm sorry, no disrespect to the fine company that produces Three Musketeers, but Three Musketeers bars, even as a kid, I didn't like them. You know what I liked even less? Bringing the plastic pumpkin home, dumping the contents on the dining room table, I would leave the room and my siblings would take a lot of the good stuff. Now, occasionally they would say, "You're not going to eat that, are you?" Well, I was actually planning on it. Well, I like these. I'm going to take them. All righty then. It's like when mom would make the cinnamon rolls, you know, the freshly baked canned cinnamon rolls with the frosting on them. I didn't like them. Believe it or not, when I was a kid, I didn't like them. So at that point, I became the most popular kid out of four in the household because they all wanted to get on my good side to have me appoint the successor of the cinnamon bun. And this is before the people at Cinnabon came along. True story. We'll take your calls coming up on News Radio 930 WBEN. And I do want to find out what the truth is about East Aurora. Oh, that sounds like a horror story itself. The truth about East Aurora. And also Kaisertown and Lovejoy. And how many kids do you typically get on Halloween? Is it kind of creepy to see your coworkers dressed up like werewolves? Yeah, that's, I don't know. I think we had people here today dressed up in Halloween costumes, and I have tried my best to avoid that. Just not Three Musketeers. I want candy. Never could figure out the meaning of this song. Not that all songs have meanings, but this one eluded me. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome to the show. And we're talking about, well, the greatest candy, the not-so-great candy. That is the question. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN, the phone number. So what's the deal with Kaisertown and Lovejoy? Because last year, I was told by numerous corroborating witnesses that the streets were filled with children. And I don't remember actually if it was Kaisertown or Lovejoy. But what's the story? Is it Halloween Central or is it not Halloween Central? And hey, when you were a kid, did you have boundaries on how far you could actually trick or treat? Mine was the street on which we lived. Although, there may have been times when we went one street over. Maybe, possibly, could have happened. 803 0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And I don't remember any story legitimately about kids who had razor blades or pins stuck in their candy by some despicable scumbag of a human being. But I do remember hearing a kid talk about being beaten up by older kids and having his candy taken. And this was in the burbs back in the, well, I guess it would have been the early 1970s. Susan in Cheektowaga, you are on WBEN. Welcome to the show.
Hello. I just want to tell you that I enjoy Almond Joy bars. I love coconut. And you haven't mentioned that bar.
Almond Joy. Now, I've forgotten the commercial. Does Almond Joy have nuts? Mounds don't?
Some
so is
do,
it
yes.
Almond Joy?
There's two different kinds.
So, of course, it's written in the name. Almond. So, yeah. Almond Joy is your favorite. How many have you lost at all? Any of your sweet tooth for Almond Joy over the years?
Well, I've replaced it with alcohol, so that's my problem. But I do enjoy Reese cups. Always have, always will. But I remember Mellow cups being one of my favorites as a child, also. I don't even know if they sell those anymore.
Mellow cups. Does anybody know if they still make Mellow cups? You know what? Mellow cups, weren't they the ones that came with some card in them for some reason?
Yes. You collected points.
Yeah, they still do make Mellow cups, by the way. Boyer, or would that be Boyer, makes Mellow cups. You know, I was thinking about a way you could drive parents crazy. Give away coffee crisps from Canada. Give the kids their caffeine and their sugar fix at the same time and just let nature take its course.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we have a vote. Is there a candy that you absolutely, positively will not eat? Like for me, again, all due respect to the makers of this fine confection.
I won't eat any of the sticky stuff like taffy.
My
teeth are too bad.
Your teeth are too bad. You're afraid you're going to jerk out a filling?
Or the tooth.
Do you feel the same way about popcorn? Because a lot of people have issues with popcorn. You bite down into what you think is going to be a white, fluffy piece of popcorn. It turns out there's a big seed at the bottom.
I don't eat that anymore. I agree.
Usually helps to let me ask the question before you answer. That way we don't get overlap. No, that's all right. Thank you very much. Yes, allow me to at least get the question out before you answer. Otherwise, what happens is we get overlap, and I never hear your answer, and then I got to repeat the question, and it's rather awkward, and it makes me sound like a total tool, and I'm not trying to sound like a total tool, loves. It's just that I'm not psychic, and I don't know the answer to a question until I ask it. You might be psychic, and you know exactly where I'm going with the question, but sometimes it takes me a while to formulate one. Okay, so... folks, I need resolution on this. In the words of the Beatles, you say you want a resolution. Yes, well, they didn't quite say that, but I need resolution, okay? Because our first caller of the day talked about 5,000 kids last night in Kaisertown, he said, 5,000 kids. And then another caller said, he's full of crap. Every year he calls in and he lies to you about the number of kids. So can you please clear up this unsolved mystery? I sound like Robert Stack, except I never got into wild, kinky stuff with JFK. I was a baby for one. But anyway, 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Do you have a favorite candy? Is there a candy you will not eat? Now, I will also tell you that I don't understand Skittles. Call me a communist. Call me a jihadist. I don't care. I just don't get Skittles. And the other thing, you talk about candy trivia. I cannot believe not one person has brought this up. And you guys are starting to aggravate me about this. not serious, right? Okay. Not one person has said Reese's Pieces, which are kind of like M&M's, but they taste like peanut butter. Oh, but I'm going to tell you what I happen to think. Now, we might have a heated debate on this, but heat and candy typically don't go hand in hand. But to me, and look, I'm not normal, okay? I mean, I openly admit that. Better than Reese's Pieces. For as much respect and fondness as I have for the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, which is the consumer-level peanut butter cup, not to be confused with the high-quality peanut butter cups that you'll find at confectioners. And guys at Alethea's on Main Street, please do not send candy to the radio station. I don't need it. My coworkers don't need it. But you guys have, in my opinion, like the best peanut butter cups ever in the world, but there's no way I could give those out for Halloween because I'd have to take them out of the box, I'd have to wrap them in little baggies, and people think I'm giving out heroin, which is, you know, not something you want to do on Halloween, or you never want to touch that stuff anyway. So the default is the Reese's cup, and the Reese's pieces are good. The Reese's minis, really? The Reese's minis, come on. And I know some of you are going to say, dude, you know, I like to sit down with a bowl of sativa, and then I like to take about a gallon of milk and about 2 pounds of Reese's and pound them down all at once. Okay, I mean, whatever floats your boat. I mean, they're both legal at this point, I think. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Meanwhile, I'm eating so much chicken that I'm going to start growing feathers, and Frank Perdue's ancestors or descendants are going to chase me down and put me in a coop. Here's Chris in Hamburg on WBEN. Hello.
Hey, Tom. First of all, I want to correct you and everyone else in the world who pronounces it wrong. It is Reese's. It is supposed to rhyme with the word pieces. It is the name Reese, R-E-E-S-E, apostrophe S, Reese's Pieces. Everybody says Reese.
I'm sorry, I did not hang up on you. You just got cut off.
Okay.
If it makes you feel any better, sir, my name gets mispronounced all the time. So I'm just doing it. You know, I get Burrell, Burley, Bowerly, Burrell. I mean, so I'm just, you know, giving back what society has given me. It's my little middle finger at society. How's that? Do you buy that?
No problem. I won't lose sleep over it.
You're right. You are. I mean, there's no arguing with it. You are right. It is Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. But here's the problem with that. Reese's Pieces kind of screwed everything up.
Sure. I mean, they're going after the M&M type thing or whatnot, but I think they're still good. And that whole realm of Reese's is where my favorites lie. I won't give them a hard time about it.
So in the whole realm of the candy universe, you're at the gas station. You have just filled up your tank, and unlike a few years ago, you're putting in over $50 into your gas tank unless you're one of those geeks with the EVs, which are great in Buffalo winters, I'm quite sure, because, you know, cold weather has no effect on batteries whatsoever. But you're standing at the gas station. There is an aisle of candy in front of you. You are going to make an impulse buy. What are you most likely to reach for in that impulse buy moment?
All right, so you can debate me on if it's actually candy or not, but I'm going to get the Reese's sticks is what I'm going to grab.
Is that like a Kit Kat bar, but with Reese's in it?
It's like a Nutty Buddy, but Reese's style.
Oh, absolutely, that's a candy bar. And I cannot believe, sir, this call is going to bother me all day because... No, it is, because now I'm going to have to say Reese's every time the word enters my mind. You've now gotten into my head. You're living there rent-free, and you will be until next Halloween when I'll probably mispronounce it again. But Payday. Does Payday count as a candy bar? It's peanuts held together with like glue or something. I'm not sure exactly how they do it.
That gets kind of tricky. I was going to say, because you asked for least favorites, anything like that that's just like jammed with a pile of peanuts, like Baby Ruth or Payday, that's not for me. I like more of a, you know, something else.
Is there a candy that you used to like that you can no longer tolerate?
I used to like the Mallow cups that somebody brought up there,
yeah.
But now just the marshmallow thing is not, you know, not so much for me anymore.
Now, as a connoisseur, and it takes a connoisseur to correct me on Reese's, you bastard. How about Canadian candy bars? Is there? I'd love to hear from Canadian listeners because I'm telling you, Canada. I don't know why, but your Canadian candy bars are the best in the world. Caramello. Oh, is there anything better? I don't really have much of a sweet tooth, but I'd make an exception for Caramello. And who could forget Coffee Crisp? Not to mention a candy which was out for 2 or 3 years, maybe longer, the Marathon Bar. And it was huge. It was like 13 inches long, but the secret was it looked like lattice. Not lettuce, but lattice.
Well, if you give me a mint Aero bar from Canada, I will be all set as well.
So are you telling me that the next time I go to Canada, if I come back with a case of, what was it again?
The Aero bar?
The mint Aero bars, that you'll get off my butt about mispronouncing Reese's?
Yeah, we can call a truce then, sure.
If only all spats in the world could be resolved with candy bars, what a beautiful world this would be.
Very true.
All right, thank you. I appreciate the correction. You're absolutely right. I don't know why. Why do you think most people say Reese's?
I don't know. Mispronunciation. I don't know. Honestly, it doesn't. It's easier, maybe. I don't know. Or they don't recognize that it's the name Reese. So I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right, and I don't like making stupid errors like that. That was an unforced error. I'm glad you called me on it, but I cannot guarantee it won't happen again because if you were my teacher and you were writing a note home to my mother as a talk show host, she's 90 years old, but you would say, Tommy has a problem pronouncing certain words that rhyme that rhyme with meese. Which, of course,
sure, yeah.
Is either the plural of mice or the plural of moose. I haven't figured that out yet. Thank you kindly. I appreciate the call. And if I get to Canada, I not only will bring you mint Aero bars, I'll bring you some fine Canadian prescription drugs.
Ah, okay. Sounds good.
All right.
The triple seven.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you very much. I'm just kidding about that. I don't even go to Canada that much anymore. It's not worth the hassle. Let's go. I love you, Canada, but really. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. You've had one body cavity search. You've had them all. Talking about Halloween and candy. Mallow cups. I can't believe how many Mallow cup fans we have out there. And I got to put a question out to our Canadian listeners as well as we try to figure out this. Is Kaisertown Lovejoy really Halloween central, or is that just a myth? How come Canadian candy bars are so good? And this comes from somebody who's lost, for the most part, his sweet tooth. Although I'm still sweet, very sweet. Here's Bill in, not in that way, here's Bill in Amherst on WBEN. Hello.
Hello, Tom. How are you today, sir?
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing all the trick-or-treaters and hoping they take all of my candy because I don't feel like having it around the house. Thank you.
I agree with that completely. But the reason I'm calling, you were talking about Mallow cups. Mallow cups are made in my hometown, Altoona, Pennsylvania. And it's made by the Boyer Candy Company. And it is Boyer, not Boyer. Boyer.
Okay. I gave both pronunciations in case it was some French conglomerate. Making Exocet missiles and Mallow bars, you know?
I understand completely. Boyer family doesn't own the company anymore, but there is a company. They still make them, and they still put the card in there, but you need to get a whole lot more of those cards to get free Mallow cups. Having said all that, I never liked Mallow cups.
Really?
I thought they were disgusting. I just couldn't get my head around the taste, and my mouth couldn't get around it. So, you know, just don't know what to say about that, but I never really liked them.
Well, look, to each his own, and if it's any consolation, Mallow cups were always the ones that gotten eaten last by me out of the pumpkin.
Mine always went into the garbage. So,
oh, that's just cruel. That's cruel and unusual treatment of a Mallow cup, sir. People at Boyer will be on you like white on rice.
That's okay. I don't live there anymore, so bump them.
Hey, what else is Altoona, Pennsylvania known for? I know it's known for something, and I can't quite place it.
Pennsylvania Railroad.
Ah, okay.
The old Pennsylvania Railroad with the Altoona Curve.
Well, I've never ridden it, but
the Horseshoe Curve. It was called the Horseshoe. Well, it's still there, actually. It's the Horseshoe Curve. That was the original way that the railroad got across the Allegheny Mountains to Pittsburgh.
Actually, what they should do is build a railroad in the Newark Airport Terminal because it's that big.
Yes.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
That is the worst airport I've ever been to, and I've been there and had to be delayed once, and I'll never go there again.
Brother, I got to tell you something. I've already told my travel lady, don't ever put us through Newark Airport again. I'd rather end up in Charlotte. Now, Charlotte's airport is awesome. Newark sucks.
Yes, it does. I agree completely. I've never been through Charlotte, but I can definitely state I hate Newark.
Oh,
if I never go there again, it'll be too darn soon.
Yes, that is like the airport of last resort when all other flights are booked. But at least their toilets work, which is more than I can say for a certain airline. I thank you very much. I appreciate
it. Tom, you have a great day.
I will. Thank you very much. I'm not going to name the airline yet, but I will because I'm really furious. Tell me something. How is it possible that four separate aircraft have every single toilet malfunctioning? And I'm not even going to describe it to you, but let's put it this way. I've seen third world, I can't even say that, poop houses in better shape than the airline that was recently flown on. It was gross. I felt so bad for the ladies on the flight. I really did.